Speaking of budgets, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning.
Morning, Mike.
So they're in the meeting at the moment, the cabinet meeting in number 10 Downing Street. And what are the markets thinking of this? What's the world thinking? What's the mood?
Well, I think everyone just wants to get into a time machine and go back to that first vote and vote differently, actually, to tell the honest truth, and so we don't have to put up with this mess. Look, any resolution or outcome, I think, will be felt immediately in the currency. And so the Great British Pound has been strengthening a little bit in anticipation of that meeting. And I suppose, though, to put that into context, I just had a quick look. 2014, £1 bought you $1.7. Now it only buys 1.3. So it's strengthening a little bit, but there's a bit of historical context. But I suppose at least the UK economy has the escape valve with the currency, Mike. I mean, remember the Greek debt crisis, and one of the issues that there was no escape valve because they were locked into the euro. Now, the risks here, though, are what we call kind of binary, because this is only one stage at this point. It's got to go through Parliament, but very clearly in the short term, she gets agreement from the Cabinet, positive for share markets, positive for the pound, no agreement, that's negative. But, Mike, we've actually got one of our directors up in the UK at the moment, because there are a couple of other things going on that are of interest to the New Zealanders. And I had a response from him overnight and said, look, what's the mood of the city? No chance of agreement.
What did he say? You mean the mood of Dublin? Is that what you're asking there, Andrew?
maybe, but he has been in the city. But no chance. The city is seeing no chance of agreement on this, and they do not think that Theresa May will get over this, or she will, or that she will survive. They're really only the city is really only seeing two options: hard exit or second vote. Yeah. And Theresa is gone. The key sticking point: remember the Irish border. How do you deal with that? Shutting it down? Is it a hard border or not? The UK has had shared sovereignty with the EU since 1973. 45 years of pretty, of what's longer than that, isn't it? A lot, almost sort of over a long time of very deep integration. This is a 400-500-page document. It's got to go through the Cabinet, then it's got to go through EU Summit, then it's got to go through House of Commons, then it's got to go through the European Parliament. Sorry, call me cynical, but I just don't think it's going
to You don't even need to be cynical. I think you're probably a realist. Housing market here. Now, this is, once again, we're seeing this divergence, aren't we?
Yep.
So Auckland's going nowhere fast. The rest of the country's on fire.
That's right. So, you know, we talked about the mortgage rate wars going on yesterday. Banks are starting to get aggressive to win that market share. We know the volume's going down in terms of the housing markets, or was going down, the housing market's being sold. But also, what we didn't talk about yesterday, banks getting a bit more choosy about who they lend to. Yeah, so the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, yesterday they released October housing market data, probably the best data series we get on the housing market. We get sales, price, they break it down on a regional basis as well. They produce a thing called the House Price Index, which, despite the name, isn't just price information. It brings into a lot of other factors as well, a lot more than simple median price. Yes. Now, that showed nationwide activity over the last 12 months lifted 3.8%. But we still got this divergence. Auckland activity fell 0.4%. Outside of Auckland, up 7.9%, and Manawatu leading the charge. Just looking at straightforward median prices, Mike, same story. Auckland flat, rest of the country doing better. But interesting numbers on volumes. Volumes have jumped, so there could be some very relieved real estate agents out there. Volumes year on year up 15.5%. Last year, activity did fall around this time, though. Remember, we had the election.
Yep.
So the bounce back was expected. 6,791 sales, highest number of sales in 5 months. So is that a bit of a spring bump? We're not sure. Good goings, though. Really good going on volumes, in particular in the South Island. A couple of points to note very quickly, Mike. September was very weak. So are we getting the bounce back? Second thing, you've got that introduction of the foreign buyer ban. So the question mark is, was there a surge of foreign buyers leading into that ban? The Real Estate Institute thinks that didn't happen, but we've got to wait and see.
Interesting stuff. What are the numbers?
Yep. Okay, 25,181 on the Dow Jones, down about 105.4%. S&P 500 down 10,271. The Nasdaq 7174 down 27. The FTSE 100 7033 down 20. The Nikkei 21846 up 36. Shanghai Composite 2632 down 22. The ASX 200, they lost more ground yesterday, down 1.7%, closing at 5732. We lost 34 on the NZX 50. 8827. The New Zealand dollar is stronger this morning, Mike, almost at 68 cents against the US, 0.6794, over 94 cents against the Aussie, 0.9415, 0.6005 against the euro, 0.5218 pounds, 77.25 yen. Gold trading at $1,203. Brent crude still weak, $66.42.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, and he's available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.